It's now time for Wessington Springs Hometown Happenings, brought to you in part by Agtager in Wessington Springs, Amcota Farm and Home Center, Avera, Humdinger, L&M Sanitation, the Springs Food Market, the Rolling Hills Veterinary Clinic, Wilbur Ellis, and Horizon Healthcare. And Katie joins us here. It's every Wednesday on Q1073. Katie, how you been?
It's been warm, or trying to, at least. How about you?
It is. This is by far the coldest it's been, but it's supposed to be 50, 55 this weekend, and Monday, Tuesday, big old heat wave coming our way. So things going to change for the better, I suppose, but still a couple of cold days here. What do you guys have this week in Wessington Springs?
So this Friday night, which I think it's supposed to start warming up hopefully by then, we have a doubleheader home, and even with some junior high games, it's a good night to come out and watch some basketball. Also, during that game, our little Sparkler cheerleaders will be performing again for the last time of the year. Then on Saturday, we have a 7th and 8th grade girls and boys junior high tournament at home, so if you want to go watch some of the younger upcoming talent. And on Sunday is the Little Pony Hills Wrestling, the AAU Wrestling tournament in Springs as well. So lots of home sports. You could spend all Friday, Saturday, Sunday in the gym if you would like. We also have girls region basketball starting next week. None of the info on that is out yet because the season is still going, but make sure and keep an eye on the announcements to go support those girls as they try to go through regions. And then as it warms up, if you don't want to spend all weekend in the gym, it might be a good weekend, but maybe the last weekend to go hit up the winter park, try some ice skating. We'll know what beats of it after this week. And yeah, about the only other thing we really have going is we got another new business in town. That's two weeks. We've got a Second in Bloom ran by Bethany here in town. She's taken over the flower side of the business. So please go ahead and give her a call if you need any of your flowers.
Yeah, while you're
after Valentine's Day, but
there we go. While you're in town, it's always a good time for flowers. You can always make up an event for flowers. So check that while you're in town here as we start to wind down the basketball and wrestling seasons. Again, Katie, where can people go here online? Any websites or Facebook pages to see what's going on here in Wessington Springs?
Yep, Wessington Springs Chamber has WessingtonSprings.com for our website. Follow the Chamber on Instagram and Facebook to get all the updates on specials at local businesses, stuff like that. And then for the sporting stuff, just go to the school or look at the announcements.
There we go. Check it out online. Again, it's every Wednesday here. Katie joins us for Wessington Springs Hometown Happenings. Katie, we'll see you next week.
Yeah, have a good one.
You've been listening to Wessington Springs Hometown Happenings, brought to you in part by Agtager in Wessington Springs, Amcota Farm and Home Center, Avera, Humdinger, L&M Sanitation, the Springs Food Market, Rolling Hills Veterinary Clinic, Wilbur Ellis, and Horizon Healthcare.